This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Where do you even start when you have so much great news? When I say great news, I'm talking about great news for conservatives, bad news for the left. In some cases, good news for the left, for example, when we're talking about the economy, but bad news for the left when we're talking about what they're about to face in the midterms, what they're about to face with all this latest developing news around the Russiagate scandal. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. First, the good news for all. How about that? You want to start there? All right, let's look at that. The good news for all is this economy is booming. The U.S. is back on top as the most competitive country in the world, regaining the number one spot for the first time since 2008. What happened in 2008 in the decade since? Let me think about it. I'll let you ponder that while I continue. This is according to the World Economic Forum. Now, they also warned that we could do better on social issues. Well, thank you very much. Don't misunderstand me. Donald Trump is working on the social issues that were screwed up by baby black Jesus. So we will finish working on that too. But right now, our focus is on the economy. Is that okay with you, world? The number one spot. Let me tell you what. Do you need to go back into the era of Obama? I don't want to shock anybody. I don't want anybody going through, getting all shocky, you know. But we were downgraded in the time of Obama. It was the time of an affirmative action president. Let's just keep it real. Let's be honest. Has nothing to do with the color of his skin. If it had been Jimmy Carter, it was the time of an affirmative action president. He just didn't know he was black. Because Jimmy Carter was actually one of the worst presidents out there. It took Reagan to overcome that. But now, when we got a real black president, let's just call it what it is, affirmative action. On-the-job training. And so, now we get a guy that replaces him, and suddenly, America's regaining its stature. America climbed one place in the rankings of 140 countries, with the top five rounded out by Singapore, Germany, Switzerland, and Japan. All five countries rose from 2017 with the U.S. notching the second biggest gain after Japan's. Japan's economy had been in the toilet for some time. So, and I'm not dissing. I'm not trying to say, you know, don't pay attention to Japan's getting their ratings. No, I'm saying it had been in the toilet. So it doesn't surprise me that it had to take a big jump. But the United States took a huge jump because we had a long way to go. No matter what the left tries to tell you about the economic recovery of Barack Obama, it was dismal. Give me $8 trillion and I will build you any economy you want. I will build you a country that is... I want you to just think about it for 1 second. We printed over $8 trillion under Barack Obama. $8 trillion. Just fake money. I want you to imagine taking $1 trillion of that. There are countries who have $100 billion is their, that's their gross domestic product of the entire country. I mean, there's some with less than that. North Korea, $28 billion estimate, gross domestic product. Let's give them some leeway and say it's $50 billion, okay? Barack Obama in 1 year printed enough money for 20 years of you to run North Korea. Can you imagine going over with $1 trillion in your pocket and then you're dealing with Kim Jong-un and you say, you know what, kill him. Because you have the money to make, you say you kill him, we make it better for 20 years. Guaranteed. And you've got double what it takes to do it. So you really have about 40 years. I'm just saying, you would be big balling. You would be a player. Practically anywhere in the world. The money, look, don't look up GDPs of the world because it might shock you. Go look it up. Have some fun. Look at the average GDP. Barack Obama in a single year printed more money than probably 50% of the country's GDP in the world. He printed that much money in a year. Now, I just want you to tell me, what could you do with $1 trillion? You take it. Do I need to say, pick a country in Africa that you want to be in charge of, take your $1 trillion, go build yourself a power plant, a water facility, you know, hydro, whatever. Just give yourself some sort of an energy base, okay? And then lower your tax rate. Tell people, you bring your company here, and then I'll give you good, cheap labor. We'll have them ready to train, et cetera. So you get your indigenous people trained on just the basic stuff. Bring it here. Let me tell you, with $1 trillion, give me any country in Africa, within a decade, I'll have that country popping, man. I mean, it will be the best. Don't even make it where I've got some coastland, you know, where I got a beach. Because I'll build infrastructure, I'll have hotels, I'll have businesses over there in a second, and I'd start off just with tourism. And then I'd say, hey, we got your tourists here, let's look at doing this. And I mean, it didn't take much to figure it out. And let me tell you what's going on right now. You better know Donald Trump is looking at these countries and he's saying, I'm going to help you figure this out because that's what's going to help the world. Donald Trump just said recently, I think we played this the other day. He said the way we're going to solve our problem, you know, with lack of civility, et cetera, is getting people busy. See, in America, we just got too much time on our hands. I want you to think about that. I mean, we're worried about secondhand smoke. I mean, I could list you five things that in other countries they'd be scratching their heads going, why are you so concerned with this? You know, because no other country's worried about this nonsense. You know, we're worried about women are not making 18 cents to every dollar. They lose 18 cents to a man, said no other country. People are happy to be, they want to work. I mean, for the most part, they want to work, be happy, take vacations, spend time with the kids. We're worried about, oh, there's a disparity of X cents between a man and a woman. The LGBT isn't being recognized for this or that. We need a transgender bathroom. Show me countries where this is being discussed. This is so ridiculous, it's absurd. And the reason why we're competitive now is because Donald Trump is saying, I'm not going to worry about this minutia. Anyway, back to this. The top spot hasn't gone to the U.S. since the financial crisis stalled output and triggered a global economic slowdown. That's another way of saying Barack Obama couldn't figure it out. They say our recovery is well underway. Global economy projected to grow almost 4%. U.S. is leading the way. Back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I got me a new sheriff that I just absolutely love, love, love. I love this guy. Now, he kind of backtracked on something that was an interesting tribute to Nike and Colin Kaepernick. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Let me know if you've heard of this sheriff. I think his name is Robbie. What's his name? Ricky? Ricky Roberts. Ricky Roberts. Like Ricky Bob. And I don't know where he's sheriff at. Like in, is it Arkansas? Yeah, in Arkansas. Anyway, I love this guy. What innovative thinking. Now, you guys know I've been critical of Nike since they launched their racist campaign to kill black folks. Yeah, you guys have heard me talk about this. So the idea that a sheriff understands exactly who Nike is as a corporation tickles me to no end. The Daily Mail reported on the innovative way that this Arkansas sheriff decided to advertise Nike. And I don't know how Nike feels about it, but, you know, we'll see. But anyway, his department in Arkansas, they say, is facing criticism because he forced inmates to wear Nike shirts in their mugshot. In their mugshots. It's It's tough not to laugh at that because it was so cool. They got a whole montage of these criminals. I guess it's probably what, 40? 40 of them. All races, all genders, you know, I mean, that's a bunch. And every one of them wearing the Nike swoosh black shirt. And I don't know where he got this stuff. And I've got to tell you, the minute I saw this, I was like, dadgummit, I threw away all my Nike gear. Because it would have been so good to do that. To just donate all that stuff to this man and say, hey, look, I got Nike hats, I got Nike socks, I got shoes. Now, they can, yeah, I don't know what you can let them wear because, you know, you got to wear those little paper slippers. You know, that's what the slippers are, and then the orange jumpsuit. But he said, no, you're going to take your mugshot in Nike, and everybody's in black with the swoosh somewhere. I don't know where he got these clothes. What an innovative thing. And for not, you know, what's Nike going to say? Stop advertising our stuff, man. I know it's inmates, but it was like the Obama logo. You remember the Obama? You guys remember that, right? They took a picture of all the people who were arrested wearing Yes We Can and Obama crap and then made a montage of it. It was a lot of people. I don't believe I've ever seen anybody arrested with a Bush shirt or a Reagan shirt. I don't know that. I'm sure it probably has happened. But with Obama, somebody found all these different mugshots and found all these people who were wearing Obama gear. Now, the sheriff, he put them in Nike gear, which I find very, you know, funny. Interesting that he did it. So he put them in Nike gear. But, oh my goodness. Love this story. They said he did it as a jab at the recent deal between Nike and Colin Kaepernick, obviously. And the story goes on. It was an activist on social media who first observed the repetition of Nike gear in the mugshots taken by the Union County Sheriff's Office. Activist and columnist Sean King posted a photo of 12 inmates wearing Nike shirts on Twitter and Facebook. Sharing in his post that Sheriff Ricky Roberts was putting Nike t-shirts on people they arrest and making them wear them during mugshots. Source says it's to mock Nike and Colin Kaepernick. Disgusting. And within an hour of King pointing it out, the sheriff took them all down. But here's what I will tell you. What's disgusting about that? Nike should want to get the press. Look, Nike puts their stuff on thugs in the NFL. They put their stuff on, Nike is putting things on kids, you know, kids playing, young kids. So if you want to, you know, what's the bad news about it? For all intents and purposes, maybe the sheriff has shown Nike a new market. Why isn't Nike putting the swoosh on orange jumpsuits? Why not? It's all money. It's a marketing ploy. Is it really making a statement that everybody that wears Nike is a criminal? Because there are lots of criminals wearing Nike. Let me tell you, you don't have to. This sheriff didn't have to do this for you to gather up all these different mugshots of Nike people. I guarantee you, there are a ton of people arrested wearing Nike gear. It's the truth. Just because he decided to pay, he could have said, no, it was a tribute to Nike and Colin Kaepernick. You know, we were paying homage to their agreement, you know, to put this deal together. Why not? As I've written, Nike seems pretty hell-bent on killing black kids, saying your idol who thinks the cops is pigs is the one who's going to market our shoes to you. So why not get it started? You know, phase two of the Nike thing. I love this story. You know what I hated most? And you guys know this because we talked about it. I hated most when they backed off, when he took it down. See, that's what the left wants you to do. They want you to, oh, God, I'm so sorry. We didn't realize, you know. And they took it down. Don't take it down. Leave it up. Be proud of it. Ask Nike to respond. What's the problem with it? We figure the way Nike promotes, This is our way of saying to Nike, let's bury the hatchet. You know, you think of us as pigs. We're going to say we want to help you promote your stuff. I would have spun this. I mean, that would have been a joke. But I would have spun it in a variety of ways and said, no, this is a tribute to Nike and Kaepernick. The pigs are saying, you win. I don't know if you guys feel that way, but I do. Oh, man, what a story. So here's the deal. I'm trying to contact this sheriff. Now, look, I already know. He's not going to give me an official statement because he's going to be, you know, Kevin, look, I mean, I can see our private conversation. Kev, look, I'd love to do it, man, but, you know, it has too much potential backlash, blah, blah, blah. But I will tell you, I want to honor this guy. I don't want to do a GoFundMe or something, but I'd love to get him lots of Nike gear, but used, and keep him in the, and then tell him, look, let's start this back up. Maybe when inmates leave, you give them this. This is the gear you give them, even though I'm averse to helping Nike in any way in that regard. But let's do something. Let's let this guy know that we support him. Let's let him know, hey, man, we think what you did was honorable, was a good thing. How else is this guy going to get back at Nike, a major corporation? What else could he do? He's a little dude out there, you know, little who in Whoville going, Nike is racist. Nike is racist. I back him 100%. If he gives me any statement or whatever with his permission, I'm going to let you guys know. Because guys like him need to be rewarded. They need to know we care. We've seen what you did. We support you 100% the same way when I made my comments that got me fired from Fox.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net, the right place to be.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Mother's Milk, a miracle elixir. GodSaidManSaid.com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. GodSaidManSaid.com. Sex superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. GodSaidManSaid.com. Y chromosome Adam and mtDNAe. 21 signs of doomsday and the chip. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, before heading off to France with the First Lady, President Trump signed a proclamation blocking certain immigrants from claiming asylum. The move is expected to face a wave of legal challenges.
The president spoke to reporters about the plan.
People can come in, but they have to come in through the ports of entry, and that to me is a very important thing.
Three wildfires in California continue to destroy homes and structures and force thousands of residents to evacuate.
Two fires are in Southern California, and a voluntary evacuation order was issued for a part of Malibu. Meanwhile, in Northern California, the town of Paradise, which is near Chico, is also under evacuation orders. Now, the governor did declare a state of emergency. And in Georgia, Republican Brian Kemp declared victory, while Stacey Abrams, the Democrat in the race, has refused to concede, insisting that outstanding votes could still trigger a runoff. And votes in Arizona are still being counted there in the Senate race and race for Attorney General. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Get ready for colder weather and take an extra 15% off. Give outerwear and boots for the family. Get Harry Potter sweatshirts and hoodies. And with an extra 15% off, a 6-quart Instant Pot is just $93.49. Plus, only at Kohl's, you get Kohl's cash to spend later. The more you give, the more Kohl's cash you get. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid November 7th through 15th with promo code KICKOFF15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
News in the Hillary Clinton email probe. A federal judge says the State Department provided clearly false statements to derail lawsuits over Clinton's private email server.
Ooh, Hillary in trouble. Hillary in trouble. Oh, man. A time. Maybe we get an opportunity for some real justice, huh? Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton never brought to justice. And let me tell you something. We had plenty of opportunities. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. There's going to be more breaking news. You guys, you don't even remember this. Probably not. Eric Holder, at some point, he literally said, why are they still investigating this Russia thing? I mean, he asked for the Russian investigation to essentially be halted because Eric Holder was afraid. I'll get to that again. Sometimes you have to go back in the Wayback Machine to remember some of these things. People were scared. Drudge tweeted a while back a 3-word phrase like, justice is coming. And it sent Democrats in a panic. This was earlier in the year. I'm talking like January, February timeframe. And people were like, what's it mean? And I don't remember that, but it was a 3-word tweet on Drudge. And it made people go, what? What's going on? It's crazy what's happening, folks. People are afraid. On the left. Not us. We're celebrating. Merry Christmas, y'all. I don't know how many times I got to tell you. I said I'm going to tell you Merry Christmas until it's Merry Christmas again. From Happy New Year. I told you, that's what I said. I didn't say Merry Christmas. Thank you. Thank you, producers, for always correcting me on air. I said Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you. Yeah, it feels like January 1. It feels like Trump just got elected in 2016 and we're still, you know, taking Democrats' faces and rubbing it in. That's what it feels like to me. Because I'm still happy. I'm happy because I'm looking at the outcome of everything that's going on under the gauntlet, the attack of just the barrage. That's what I'm looking for. That's the word I'm looking for. The barrage, the attack that's happening to us. And we are absolutely kicking that butt every day, man. Whooping the Democrats' heads. They come up like, you ready for another fight? Yeah, pop, pop, pop. It fights over. You're like, okay, see you tomorrow. Okay, joke. Ooh. You know, they walk away with black eyes and drunk. You know, okay, I'll see you tomorrow. And it ain't getting any better for them. It isn't like they're going to train. You don't expect a Democrat to actually go train, right? They're still in the same ideological fog that got them in this, you know, this mess in the first place. Holy cow, man, when are you going to give it a break? Anyway, back to Clinton. Justice, the illegal use of a personal email server instead of the State Department server, where she should have been conducting her official State Department business, but instead She's using an email that is in the basement, the bathroom basement closet of her home in New York. And she wants it to, oh, it was very secure. It was so secure, nobody could get it in the FBI. Even the crooked Comey FBI goes, no, it wasn't that secure. The Russians, the Chinese, they all hacked it. But they didn't get any information because I didn't have any classified. Oh, yeah, you had some classified documents. Well, I had a few, but they were mismarked. And, okay, listen, I shouldn't have had it. And I'm really sorry, but I didn't do anything wrong. And there are people in prison over this. I'm not talking about from her. And here's the FBI. Well, listen, we'll give everybody immunity. Just tell us your story. We won't record it. We won't take any notes. We'll brush it over because you're going to be president anyway. I mean, that's essentially what happened. They exonerated Clinton. Her total disregard of federal law. And she says, well, I do admit it was not the right thing to do, but no harm, no foul, because I'm going to be president, right? People, a fraction of this would get you thrown in prison. And the FBI covers up for this lax protection of classified information sent by email on her private server. And then we find out there's some on her girlfriend's husband's server. Computer, not server. So we get another opportunity for real justice. The FBI found hundreds of thousands of Clinton emails on Anthony Weiner's computer. And in the typical Comey-controlled FBI, the Bureau withheld this discovery about the email for weeks. These crooks waited until after Congress concluded its investigation of the email scandal to release their bogus findings. So they wait. Judicial Watch got these documents from the Justice Department, found that these 340,000 emails were on Weiner's computer, and they were between Hillary and Huma. Is it Uma or Huma? It's got an H, but I don't know how you pronounce it. I think it's Huma. Huma Abedin. They received 45 pages of FBI documents with emails because they did a Freedom of Information discovery in September of 2018. Now, they ignored these two FOIA requests for Weiner's laptop investigation intentionally because they were slow walking this. This was James Comey. You know, Mr. Scripture, Mr. taking a picture at the Grand Teton. It's great to appreciate nature when you're free. You know, I don't know what he's talking about, but Comey, I swear, y'all think I'm kidding you, but he looks like a dude that's going, look, I got a certain amount of freedom left, and I'm going to take advantage of it. So he's going to see all the monuments, maybe so he could tell the boys in the joint, you know, have you ever been to, you know, to Mount Rushmore? Oh, my gosh. It's so mind-blowing. It'll open your, you know, I can't even think of anything clever, but it'll open the senses or whatever, right? Oh, the Grand Canyon, to look at that big hole in the earth. And the prisoners are all sitting around, tell us more, James. Tell us more. James Comey. Oh, man. The Southern District of New York got a search warrant for Weiner's computer, and they were looking for child kitty porn. Yeah. So they executed the warrant, and they found these communications between Abedin and Clinton. 2,800 documents, they say, were sent to Weiner's computer by Abedin. Now, that's peculiar. Now, they said, well, it was because she set up Outlook and it was grabbing this or that. I don't really care. Doesn't matter to me. What it shows to me is that they had a lax attitude in how they dealt with our data. Yeah. Here's what this reads. The new documents include uncovered by Judicial Watch include an October 3rd, 2016 email to an FBI official in New York. And that message is kind of a CYA message because the agent informed the Bureau about these emails between Abedin and Clinton that were showing up. And essentially he says, during the course of my review of the computer seized from Anthony Weiner, a seizure in search of which was authorized by the SDNY search warrant, I encountered approximately 340,000 emails stored on a computer. The large number of emails appears to be a result of a mail client installed on that computer. that pulled emails from servers belonging to both Anthony Weiner and Huma Abedin. A significant number of these appear to be between Huma and Hillary Clinton, the latter who appears to have a number of different email addresses. He's talking about Hillary Clinton here. This is based simply on a review of the header information. I did not review content of these emails as the warrant only authorizes me to view items that would give me probable cause to believe that CP, which is child pornography, evidence may reside within. So this guy's covering his butt saying, I found these, I'm letting you know. The biggest crux of this story is this. He found them in time for them to really take a serious look at those. But what they did is they said, oh no, we're only, the FBI says, we were only supposed to be looking at the child pornography stuff. We looked at that and that's the end of it. And they, you know, wipe their hands of it. Because that's what Comey's cheating staff does. And so now we find out, it wasn't the case. Yeah. He started this process on September 26th of 2016, quote, and noticed within hours the massive emails. But the FBI didn't notify Congress of Clinton's classified emails for weeks. Now, this is an obvious indictment of the Mueller investigation because the Inspector General's report noted the delay, saying, may have been the result of anti-Trump bias by FBI official Peter Strzok and others. Now, Strzok said, no, I'm so, you know, pious, and no, I would never do anything like that as an FBI agent. I would never do it. Remember old Peter with that strange, I mean, that dude had a strange look. You just never forget that, you know, his head bobbling like a bobble doll, what do they call it, a bobblehead doll? And he says, you know, I would never do that. And I just want it to be understood that we are above and beyond in our reproach with the FBI. They're all lies. All blatant lies. Obvious bias. Goes on to say this. These new documents show the FBI knowingly sat on Clinton emails for over a month before notifying Congress. And even worse, we now know that the FBI didn't even bother to look at the emails. And again, only partially for weeks. The Clinton email scandal needs to be reviewed immediately. That's what Tom Fitton said. I completely agree. And it's only going to get worse for him, and we'll cover that when we get back. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
And you had an anchor on that network endorse the play in Central Park depicting the assassination of the president, calling it brilliant and a masterpiece.
Julius Caesar?
That is, yes, that is shameful to do that. Okay. So they're responsible.
Wait, hold on a minute. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You know, we addressed that. Welcome. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. This is Kevin Jackson, 844-551-8255. The leftists hate us. They are doing everything they can to prove it. They condone violence by way of Antifa. If the leftists wanted to shut down Antifa, do you think they could do it? If the leftists wanted to stop this caravan, what do you think would happen? If the left collectively got together and said, listen, we are all about helping people in need, we want to do it, but you cannot crash the American border and think you're going to get the support of the Democratic Party. We agree with the president. We will use all methods necessary to protect our borders, and we want to work with you guys. We'll get you into the system, but you're going to have to come here legally, blah, blah, blah. What do you think would happen? Do you think that caravan would feel the need to get here? I mean, these people want classes at the border. I told you in a previous broadcast, I said the left would be ecstatic if some group, you know, some Texas independent group decided to shoot somebody, even if it was in self-defense. If somebody dies on that border, let me tell you something, as God is my witness, I know this for a fact, the media would eat it up. They would love it. They want to see death. They want to see destruction, carnage, mayhem. That's what they live for. You can bet when that caravan hits the border, no matter what, the left will be down there. You can also bet on this. There will be people paid to be disruptive, paid to pretend, oh, I got beat up, whether they get beat up or not. And as I said, and I'll say it again, the left hopes somebody dies. Many people, in fact. Now, you and I, we say, look, you shouldn't be here. I don't wish any bad things to happen to that caravan. American citizens will probably feed them. We'll take care of them in many ways. But we're going to send them home because you're not welcome here unless you come through our legal system. We have an immigration program. We have a legal system that the left wants to ignore. Anyway, here's what Joe Scarborough had to say about the caravan.
This caravan, and I'm sorry to go a little bit to the side. I could talk about Boston Red Sox baseball, and God knows I certainly will probably pretty soon. But this caravan that Donald Trump keeps talking about, that Fox News keeps talking about, that people on the right keep talking about as some last-ditch, desperate, sad, pathetic effort to, again, use white people, non-white people, to try to scare white people into voting for Republicans. It's over 1,000 miles away. It's not going to be here for at least a month. Maybe if they go Tijuana, the safer route, it may not be here for months. Here's Mark Herding. He said, caravan 1,000 miles away, at least a month away, but midterms are 12 days away, deploying federal troops instead of activating the guards tells me a lot. Well, it tells us all a lot.
It tells us all a lot. All right, Joe Scarborough, the supposed conservative at MSNBC. Wow, this dude he's amazing to me. Utterly amazing. Sad, pathetic effort to use, and here's a favorite tactic of the left, to use non-white people to scare white people. Let me just break it to Americans very, very succinctly. White people in America are not afraid of non-white people. They're not. I'm black, and I will promise you, my white friends are not afraid of black people. They're interested in understanding the culture that has been brought up, you know, that black people get raised in. They're not afraid of it. They're not afraid of black people being around them in any way. But this is the way people like Scarborough, this is the way they get their check. This has zero. Let me add, I'll put it to you this way. Do you think black people and brown people are as concerned about this invasion as anybody else? I'm black. I say, send these chumps back home. I'm American. I want them to go back home. I've got Mexican friends that feel identically the same. Send them back home. What are you talking about? This is ridiculous. That's the scare tactic. Oh, the non-white. You're afraid of the browning of America. Let me tell you something. As a black man, I don't want the browning of America. I'll say it for the white folks. I like it when I like America as it is. If we don't brown it anymore, I won't be unhappy. Because let me tell you, do yourself a favor and go to the places where it is dark, where it's dark mocha chocolate and it's dark, you know, whatever other brown or black you want to use, and tell me how those people are living. It's ironic that while this group of brown people are running from whom? by the way, other brown people, and they want to come to America, where one of them described Donald Trump as being the Antichrist. It's really funny how you're running from some terrible situation, and you're running to a place that you say is overseen, is led by the Antichrist, but you're happy to get here. Don't you find that interesting? Yeah, these invaders being paid to come here, leftist media like Scarborough and many others who are encouraging them as opposed to really living up to what it means to be in a sovereign nation and speaking the truth, but they don't have the guts. Scarborough does not have the guts to tell you the truth. That's just it in a nutshell. This one guy that's part of the caravan, the invaders, because that's what they are, they're criminal invaders, he had this to say about it, and I found it really funny to me. Oh, before I get into that, let me say this, and maybe we may not even be able to get to that after I bring this up, because Scarborough said something interesting. First of all, he crushes himself by saying, you know, this is 1,000 miles away. Why do people care? We don't care about this as a political ploy. I want to be clear. Most Americans are like, I don't care whether it's tuned up with the midterms or whatever. It has to do with illegals trying to crash our borders and make us have to deal with the problem. I don't care whether that happens a month from now, 2 months from now, or a year from now. That's been our problem over the decades, is we've allowed this to occur, and everybody pretends on the left that Barack Obama, we can't have people coming to our borders illegally. Chuck Schumer, we got to protect our borders. Nancy Pelosi, our borders need to be protected, and nobody protects it. Donald Trump says, you know what, I agree with all of you. Let's protect it. They all say NATO needs to pay their fair share. You know, NATO needs to, you know, pay their fair share. But nobody does anything. You know what Trump does? You know what? Not only do I agree with you, I'm going to make NATO pay their fair share. And on. All Trump does is he stops the rhetoric and he takes talk and he puts it into action. That's it. And you could do an entire show on just what they said and now what they're saying. What they said under Obama, what they said now, what they said under George Bush, what they said under Reagan, what they said under Clinton, whatever. Nobody does anything. And you get a guy that does something, and now they're mad. But the other thing that Scarborough, so he's crushing the left by saying, look, they're not even going to be here in time. Exactly, Joe. That's why you shifted gears. That's why you went from talking about the caravan to the fake news bomb hoax. That's the only reason. Look, nobody cares about the Clintons, the Obamas, Cory Booker. Now it's expanded, right? Originally, because I asked the question, why haven't they gone after Biden and all them? Because they hadn't. And now suddenly, oh yeah, well yeah, we can't forget Biden and all them. So it's somebody going, okay, let's go after George Soros. They hate him, you know. So they went after Soros. They exploded a non-bomb in front of Soros' house. Then they said, we're going to go after Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. So they did that. Then they went, oh, no, let's add in CNN and so-and-so. Then they go, okay, great. So somebody said, but wait a minute. Aren't they going to question that we didn't go after Joe Biden and Booker and Kamala Harris? Oh, you're right. So let's send a package over to them. And it's become a farce. You want to know why? Because the post office, I'm told, you can't even mail stuff to people who are under Secret Service protection. It automatically goes somewhere else. Number two, we're finding out there's been no mark on the stamps that says, yeah, this cycled through the post office system. Now, I'll admit to not knowing all the details about it, but clearly these packages are not going through the USPS system. But they're ending up in the mailboxes of these different places. How is that even possible? How is it possible? I hear we've got resolution on it, that we now know maybe who's done it. I don't know. You never know with the left. Anyway, I don't have much time to talk about it, but we've got a lot more to talk about today, so hang in there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.